Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 26th day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Tainis, Perek, Dalad, Mishnah, Hey. When the people came from Babylon, from Babel, up to the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't find wood in the Lishka, in the chamber. And there were certain families who get mentioned in our Mishnah that donated from their own money, from their own resources, wood, timber for the Mizbayach. And the Nevi'im amongst them therefore made a tanai that even if the Lishka, even if the chamber will be full of wood, these families will have the privilege of donating of their own. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that there were 9 times during the year that these families, 8 of them, would bring wood for the Mizbayach, for the fire, for the wood pile that was used for burning the fire on the Mizbayach. This timber, these woods, were called Atzei Kohanim V'Ha'om. Says the Mishnah, Zman Atzei Kohanim V'Ha'om, the time where the people, the families that we're going to soon mention, would bring wood for the fireplace, for the fire offerings of the Mizbayach, were Tisha, 9 times a year. Be'achod B'Nisan, on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, first day of Nisan, it was the turn of Bnei Orach ben Yehuda, a family that came from the tribe of Yehuda. Be'esrim v'Tammuz, the 20th of Tammuz, Bnei David ben Yehuda. There was a family that came from the Mishpacha of David HaMelech. Bachamisha ba'av, on the 5th day of Av, Bnei Parash ben Yehuda. Bishiva boy, on the 7th day of Av, it was Bnei Yonadav ben Rechav. That's a family that came from Yisroi. Basoraboy, on the 10th day of Av, Bnei Sonna ben Binyamin, from the tribe of Binyamin. Bachamishasaraboy, on the 15th day of Av, Bnei Zatu ben Yehuda. V'imahim, and with them came, they brought Kohanim Ulavim, Bechol Mishato b'shivto, and anyone who didn't know whose tribe he belonged to. Uvnei Goinve Eli, Bnei Koitzei Ketzias, and the people that were Goinve Eli, and the people that were Koitzei Ketzias. What a strange name. Who were these families? This is a nickname for families. Gonve Eli means those who stole Eli. Eli means the pestle. That's the wood that they use to crush things with. Bnei Koitzei Ketzias means those who press the figs, or have pressed the fruit. What does that mean? Who were these families? And the Gemara explains that there was, during the time where the Romans or the government had forbidden people bringing Bikurim to Yerushalayim, they set up guards to stop the Jewish people continuing their practice, almost in the same manner as Yerovah ben Nevat stopped people going down to Yerushalayim to be Ola Regel. So the people who were very, very good, like it was a real ksherim, people amongst the people, what did they do? They brought baskets of Bikurim, but they pretended that they were not bringing Bikurim because they would cover them with dried figs, and they would take in their hand also an eli. Eli is a stick, a wood that they used as a crusher on their shoulders. And when they would get to the past the guards, or the guards would stop them, they would say, "Where are you going?" They would say, "Oh, we're going to make some pressed figs with this crusher that we've got in our hands in a nearby place. And we're going to use the with a crusher that's ahead of us. And we've got an eli, we've got this mortar or this pestle that's on our shoulders." Afterwards, when they passed the guards, security guards, they would decorate the baskets and bring them to Yerushalayim as Bikurim. They were known as Bnei Goinvei Eli or Bnei Koitzei Ketzias. Literally, those who were stealing the Eli, but it means they steal the hearts, or they deceived the guards that were trying to stop them bringing Bikurim, and they used also the dried figs to cover the Bikurim as a cover-up. There were other families that the Gemara brings that also used tactics to thwart the government who stopped them doing things. Be'esrim boy, on the 20th day of Av, Bnei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda. Some say they're family of Yoab ben Tzruya. Be'esrim be'elol, on the 20th day of Elul, Bnei Yod Odin ben Yehuda. Be'echad B'teves on Rosh Chodesh Teves, which happens to be also Hanukkah. Shovu b'nei Parash Shni b'shniyah. The children of Parash came now for a second turn. Those we mentioned earlier on the Mishnah, they had a turn on the fifth day of Av. They would now come and do it another time. So we have eight families bringing the Korban Etzim nine times a year. Be'echad B'teves on the Rosh Chodesh Teves, continues the Mishnah. Lohoya by Maimed. There was no Maimed. They didn't do the assembly of the people that were there representing the rest of the Yidden, and they wouldn't do the special tefillos and laying the Torah. And that's because it was Chanukah, and they would Shahoya by Hal, because that had Hal being Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh Teves is, of course, Hal, is Chanukah, and they would read the full Halal, and that would override or push away the Maimed of the morning of Shacharis. The Korban Musaf, and they also had the Musaf Korban being the Rosh Chodesh. The Korban Etzim, and it was also being the day of Korban Etzim, as we just said before, Parash, the children of Parash would bring it. These two Korbanos would override or push away the other Mamores of Musaf, Mincha, and Ela. So effectively, there was no time for Maimed at all on Rosh Chodesh Teves. The Gemara explains that this is Dafka, the Halal of Chanukah, that would push away the Maimed of Shacharis. But because the Halal of Chanukah is a Takana Gemara, we say full Halal. But Halal Rosh Chodesh was only a minig, and because it's only a minig, it wasn't strong enough to push away the Maimed of Shacharis. And that's why, even though we learned earlier on in our Mishnah that one of the time, in fact, the first time mentioned was Echad ben Nissan, the first day of Nissan, where the children of Arach ben Yehuda brought their carbon. Why didn't we say that it's going to override the Maimed? And that's because even though there was Halal and Korban Musaf and Korban Etzim, nevertheless there was still Maimed in the Shacharis in the morning, because the Halal of Rosh Chodesh was only a minig and not strong enough to override the Maimed. Mishnah Vav. We've learnt in previous chapters about the fasts for rain or lack of rain, and we also learnt about the Tainis, about fasts that were made for other reasons, other tzoros. Now Mishnah is going to talk about two prominent fast days of the year, the fast days of Shiva Sobatamos and Tisha B'Av, and what punishments or what things, what tragedies happened on these days. Chamisha Devarim Eirus Aveseinu b'Shiva Sobatamos. Five things occur to our fathers on the 17th of Tammuz, v'chamisha b'Tisha B'Av, and five on Tisha B'Av. B'Shiva Sobatamos Nishtabra Luches. On the 17th of Tammuz, the Luches, the tablets, were broken by Moshe Rabbeinu, because he saw them worshipping the Egel, the golden calf. He went up on the 7th of Nisan, after the Asasa Dibros were given on the previous day, 6th of Nisan. So 7th of Nisan, he goes up, 7th of Sivan, he goes up early in the morning to get the Luchos, and he stays there 40 days and 40 nights. Well, that ends up, you have, if he starts on 7th of Sivan, so let's say Sivan has 30 days, 30 minus 6 is 24, so you've got 24 days of Sivan. Then you have another 16 days of Tammuz. So 24 and 16 is 40. So the 40th day is the 16th day of Tammuz. So he comes back down from the mountain on the 17th day of Tammuz after 40 days are up, and he sees to his horror that they're worshipping the Egel, and he drops the Luchos, he throws the Luchos, he casts them aside, and he breaks them under the mountain. In history, that's the first tragedy. Uvatal HaTamid, the second thing that occurred was in the days of the siege of the Romans over Yerushalayim, they stopped the Korban Tamid. Why? Because there was no lambs to offer. The Gemara explains that there was a Kabbalah that had a tradition that this happened on the 17th of Tammuz. According to the Rambam, it means not during the second Beis HaMikdash, but Rambam actually holds it means during the siege on the first temple. A third thing that happened was that the city of Yerushalayim's walls were breached in the times of the second Churban that happened on 17th Tammuz. The first Churban that was breached on the 9th of Tammuz. V'sarav Apostumus Esater. And number four, the fourth thing that occurred was that Apostumus burnt the Sefer Torah. V'hamid Tzal V'heichal. And he also, in the days of, this is all in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, second base, he put an image, an idol in the Heichal, in the Beis, in the Kodesh, in the Beis, in the Beis Hamikdash. B'Sisha B'Tav, on the ninth day of Av, on Tisha B'Av, the first thing that happened in history was Nigzar al Aviseinu Shalei Konsul Aretz. It was decreed for our ancestors that they will not enter the land of Eretz Yisrael. They will die out in the desert. When this happened, this episode of the spies, when the Jews came back, and the spies had brought a bad report. It was the night of Tisha B'Av, and the spies convinced the whole nation that it was terrible and shouldn't go in, despite the protests of Kalev and Yeshua. The people were persuaded that it's too difficult, too dangerous, and they started to cry, and God said, "You cried for nothing, I'll give you something to cry for," and that was the night of Tisha B'Av. V'charav ha'bayis b'rishayna, the second thing heard was that on the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the Tisha B'Av, v'ovashniya, and it happened again on the second Beis HaMikdash. This is three things that occurred now. V'nilkat ha'beitar, a fourth thing that happened was that the city of Beitar was captured during the war of the Bar Kokhba and the Romans. The Gemara Rambam writes that there was a huge city, it's called Beitar. It had millions, and so many Yidden in that city. And they had a great king who the people thought there was king who was Mashiach. But he was caught by the Romans, and they were all killed. And it was such a tragedy, it was as great as the Churban Beis HaMikdash, says Rambam. V'nechar Shahir, and the final thing, the fifth thing that occurred was that the city of Jerusalem was plowed over. As the Pasuk says, as Yirmiyahu predicted, Zion Sada Tacharish, Zion will be plowed over like a field. And all these three things again happened on Tisha B'Av. They have a tradition. Mishenichnas Av Ematin B'Simcha. When Av, the month of Av, enters, then we decrease festive occasions or festive activities because of the tragedies that occur during this month. The Gemara explains that people do less business, that people do less building and planting, they do, but they still do the Kiddushin, still make betrothals, just they don't consummate the marriage, they don't make the chuppas and finish the marriage. The Shalmi explains that what type of building and planting is forbidden, it's of a simcha nature. For example, for a son who got married, or for occasions of a simcha, but for, if it's for living, for just living quarters to build, but not for a simcha or for a chasana, or for a chasan, that's fine, that can be done.